Demetrius Bowen uses a tattoo gun to draw a cartoon character on the leg of his client, Connor Woodhouse.
Oh, I was so surprised to hear about something like this at Juno. And speaking to a few of the artists as well, they've come from all over.
Woodhouse works for a cruise line that had stopped in Juno for the day. His new ink is a Mario character called Shy Guy. He heard about the show through word of mouth and decided to check it out. He says he's glad he did.
So many different styles, so many different artists, so you could really walk around and pick and choose who you resonate with and who you want to get tattooed by, which is so cool.
It was the third annual Ink Masters Tattoo Show hosted in Juneau. This year's expo featured nearly 50 artists who traveled from all over the country and some out of the country to come to Alaska's capital city. Each day, Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall was filled to the brim with booth after booth of artists, each one with their own chairs, needles, and art on display. Bowen was stationed in the center row. He's based in New Mexico, but has been traveling with the show for about 4 years. He says he feels a special connection to Juno and the people he tattoos here.
The fact that there's all of these people come to this one spot waiting for this one like event for the year, and so it means more than the world to me. To, like, for them to trust me for like whatever we're gonna do for them.
Teresa Bay is the host and manager of the show. She and her husband started the traveling expo nearly 2 decades ago in the lower 48. They held shows in Anchorage and Fairbanks before adding Juno to the list 3 years ago.
Each artist, even if they're like doing the same type of medium, their styles are just so different, you know, and it gives everybody a huge variety of artists that they have access to in one location.
She says after that first visit, she realized two things. There was a huge demand for more artists and variety in town, and that she loved Juno.
I'm telling you, Juno is special. Juno's a special place.
So last year, she opened up a local tattoo shop downtown and is in the process of making Juno her new home.
We have four resident tattoo artists and then a piercer that comes every 2 weeks at the shop. And even during off season, like we stay pretty consistently busy with our local clients.
But even still, she says there's always demand for more artists, and that's why she plans to continue bringing the show each year. Autumn Dolison, who works in healthcare, says she waited all year for the expo to come back around.
I think it means everything.
On Friday, she was getting an arrow tattooed on her arm to honor her indigenous heritage.
I was just sitting here thinking and looking around while he's doing mine, how glad I am that Juno Knights can come here and get beautiful artwork on their bodies.
In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.